Want to learn how to fix laptops? Learn with over 40 HD videos, instantly downloadable at laptoprepairvideos.com. Welcome to PodNuts Daily, episode number 290. The show for computer repair technicians by computer repair technicians. That's what PodNuts Daily is. Like I mentioned at the beginning of every show, we bring a computer repair technician on. He talks about his tips and tricks and business secrets and different things that's going on in his computer repair endeavors. Before I introduce our guest, I also want to say, and I want to mention this at the beginning of the show. I always mention it at the end, and I don't think anybody hears it. If you want to be a guest on PodNuts Daily, it's so simple. You go to podnuts.com/guests, and you just sign up there. It's written, self-explanatory, easy as pie. We're looking for computer repair techs that want to share some of the stuff that's going on with them to come on the show. I definitely would love to have people come on the show that, number one, listen to the show, and two, feel like they can contribute something. There's no need to be nervous. There's no need for anything of that. The only requirement I do have is you've listened to a couple shows. I get people who write in and say, I want to be on your show. And I go, which one? They go, well, I don't know. What shows do you have? And I go, listen to them and you will know. Anyway, so don't do that. All right, let me introduce our guest. Max Monty from MaxMTechnology.com is our tech for today. What's going on, Max?
Hey, not much. Just trying to wrap up this year and get everything prepped and ready for next year.
Good. So. Yeah, you told me some unfortunate news earlier that you're too busy in your business.
Yeah, what's going on with that? It's been my busiest month that I've had so far, I would think. Anticipating it be the end of the year, Christmas, that's when I had planned to do some major renovations around my shop and stuff.
Right.
Moving around. I've got a single car garage that we were just using for storage. So had such a good year. I had enough funds left over that I was like, hey, we'll just do a remodel at the end of the year. And so kind of had a remodel going and had computers coming in every day. So Christmas going on. So it's been a busy month.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's good. It's good. It's been busy, but it's not good that you planned other things. I guess it just didn't all work out the best, but still it could be worse, right?
Yeah. Like I'm saying, never complain about getting work in.
Right.
More so probably complaining that I'm not able to keep up with it to the level that I, would like it to be.
Right.
For customer service reasons.
Right. But. Right. I know what you mean. It's like a little bit of a catch-22, but you're on the better side, I think.
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about?
All righty. We're just going to talk about, a few jobs that I've been working on. Kind of touching on a little bit about customer service a little bit more. I know that's been brought up on several shows and stuff, but it's one of those things that, that's got to be your meat and potatoes besides your knowledge, in computer repair. Working with your customers and speaking with them and just giving them what they expect. And
I talked about this in a couple shows ago. I have to totally agree with you. Here, if you want to be super successful, and I'm sure you do this, Mac, you just didn't word it that way. If you want to be super successful, you talked about give your customers what they expect. Give them more than they expect and you're in.
Right.
Give them, if you seriously give them more than they expect and you exceed their expectations in any way, as far as customer service, then you got a customer for life. They will tell everybody about you. Word of mouth is super strong, but give them that, exceed their expectations. That's what you want to do.
Definitely. So, I mean, all it's going to do is just benefit you, word of mouth. That's still been my best advertising around here.
Excellent form of advertising.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been said in marketing that the toughest customers to get are your first ones, the ones that are not return customers. And it's true. I mean, I've had spurts where I did not do much advertising at all, and the customers still keep rolling in. So it definitely is your bread and butter.
Yeah. You get, I kind of refer to them as like your base customers.
Yeah.
And then, once you get them established, cause I've had, there's been four customers that I've had several repeat, services off of them, just off of them. So yeah. It's been good.
Good.
It's been good.
Good tip.
But, what else? Yeah, so that's one thing. Another thing I like to do is, I'd send out, Christmas cards to all my previous customers this year. You know, it's kind of a reminder, let them know that, you're thinking of them and, you know, kind of stir up any, issues that they might have during Christmas or, you know, a lot of people got new, electronics, tech gear that, they'll need help with. So
sure,
kind of give a reminder there to them at the end of the year.
Great idea. Do you send actual physical cards or do you send like emails?
No, handwritten cards. Nice. You know, I got to give it that, that little touch there.
So you gather your customers' addresses when you get them.
Right.
Yeah. It's a good idea. Really good idea.
Yeah. I try to get their, you know, base information, name, address, emails. I don't really ever send my customers any emails. I've been thinking about some sort of email campaign, but I don't really know what it would be. So I'm not just going to send them, you know, junk.
Sure. Of course. Maybe not. Yeah. Don't send them junk, but you know, it might be worth. I didn't do it in my business. I don't even do it much in Podnuts and I should. Email marketing, if it's from like a trusted source, like you, they know you and it's done effectively and you're giving good discounts and stuff. I think it's a great thing to do cause it's free, you know?
Right.
And there's actually great services out there. Like, for my laptop repair videos, I use a website called getresponse.com and it's an autoresponder. And an autoresponder basically is a service that, well, an autoresponder is when you get an email, it automatically responds to that person with an automatic response. Now, I'm sure you guys have gotten autoresponder messages that are just plain annoying. Like every time you try to email somebody, it comes back saying, thank you. I received your email. I'll be looking at it whenever I get a chance. Like, no, this is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about set up a scheduled series of emails. So if somebody gets on your mailing list, then the autoresponder knows, okay, good. In 5 days, I'm going to send them this coupon. Then 5 days after that, I'm going to send them this coupon. And then a month after that, I'm going to send them this deal. And it's tailored for each customer and it just goes by time. So whenever somebody signs up for your list, like clockwork, after 5 days, they get this, after another 5 days, they get that. And it's a really good thing to build up a list of your customers and keep mailing them specials.
Yeah.
I use GetResponse for the laptop repair videos, but there's AWeber, which is a great autoresponding company, and GetResponse are the two big ones I know of anyway. Yeah.
All right.
Christmas cards.
This could be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I you know, I don't fill them out. I have my wife fill them out. Otherwise, they'd get them and think my 20-month-old filled them out, so I'll let the wife do that.
As long as they're not those annoying ones where you open and there's two little guys with the high-pitched voices that scream and laugh. Did you ever see that?
Yeah, just all the electronic ones and stuff.
The ones that open up and talk and I can't remember those two little guys' names. It's like Yo-Yo and something. They're the two most annoying things in the world.
I guess I've never seen that.
Yeah, they're around.
Sorry about that.
No, it's good. You don't want to hear them.
Yeah.
All right. What else you want to talk about?
All righty. A couple of jobs. You know, it's kind of one of those things that we usually get like one job and then you get like three or four that are just like it or pretty close to just like it.
Yeah.
That's pretty much has been the theme of this month. And actually, taking in 23 computers this month, and of those, only five of them were desktops. So I don't know if that's really saying anything or not.
Was it like, is it trending that way? Was it similar last month or is it just fluky?
No, it's the November. It was probably about half and half as far as desktop laptops. And then this month was majority of laptops.
Wow.
So I don't know, you know, if it's just one of those things, like you say, a fluke or if, and then anytime I talk to anyone about any new systems or anything, they generally refer to, you know, well, what about a laptop?
Really?
So.
Wow. That's
know,
cool. Yeah, it's definitely going that direction. I didn't know it was happening that fast.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, I've had a few people ask about iPads and stuff like that, but, you know, I usually refer, you know, tell them that they'd probably really prefer a laptop.
You know, it depends.
Unless I know them well enough.
Right, right. If you know them well enough to know what they're going to be doing with the thing. I'll tell you mm-hmm. what, my dad uses his iPad and almost never uses his computer anymore. He's just everything he needs to do is perfectly on the iPad. You're not going to get any business if you sell somebody an iPad. after that, you're done.
Well, I don't know. I've got some training off of one, even though I don't have one. You know, had one of my good clients. She got an iPad, and she's like, "Okay, I got this. Come over and teach me about it."
Like, oh, okay,
yeah, I can do that.
You know, I might have spoke out my butt just then. I mean, you're right. There's always things to do with electronics, and
I got her set up. Showed her how to use the iTunes, sync it, and pull down podcasts. You know, load her games, different stuff like that.
And, so you didn't even know how to use one, and you went over and trained her on it.
I figured it can be much much different than the iPhone, you know.
Right. So. Oh, that's right. You're all over the iPhone.
You're right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So she was good with that. She liked it a lot. And then about 2 months later, she got I don't even know what size. It was one of the bigger iMacs. I don't know what are they like a 20.
There's a 20 and a 20, 20, or there's a 21 and a 27 now.
I think it was a 27 then because it was huge.
Really?
I was like, holy cow. So she called me over there for that. And I was like up front with her on this one. I was like, okay, I don't have one of these, but I can set it up. But, you probably shouldn't have any problems. So.
It doesn't take long. I mean, if you worked on any PC, you could handle a Mac.
Yeah. You know, and I was surprised at how easy, I mean, there was like three steps out of the box to set that thing up.
So she just bought it and had it in the box and says, please set this up for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She called me. She got in and said, hey, I just got back in from Amarillo. I got my iMac with me. Get over here when you can to set it up. I was like, okay. So I was over there the next day, set it up. And there was like, I think it was like, three or four connections was it.
Yeah.
I was like, you serious? This is pretty nice. So I think that might be my next big investment for next year.
An iMac? Give
me an iMac. Yeah. Well, you know, because I talked about doing the video editing and stuff like that. So once I get my remodel done in my new shop, then I'll have the room to, you know, set up two or three different types of stations, and you know, that'll be one of the stations is a video editing and photo station. So
I'll tell you what, man, I recently switched from doing my video editing from Mac to back to PC, and I'm using Sony Vegas only because for video editing you want a machine that could really crunch, that could really kick some butt and render the heck out of whatever you're editing, and it's too slow on my Mac, and I'm not going to buy a Mac Pro. And I need something that even my Hackintosh is cool, but it doesn't utilize all the cores and all the RAM. So I said, screw it. I got an i7 PC here. It's super fast. I'm going to put Sony Vegas on it. And you know what? If you're not like trying to be like Steven Spielberg or anything, you could get away with using any of these movie editing programs like Adobe Premiere Elements, Sony Vegas, Pinnacle Studio. You don't have to do everything in Final Cut Pro on the Mac. You know, you don't. Right. iMovie's easy on the Mac, but iMovie's technically for shorter movies. So if you want to just put together some clips, iMovie's great for that. If you want to make some long stuff and some more advanced pro stuff, you don't need to have like the best Mac and the best software. That's what I found out. And that's what I'm using now. I'm back to PC for video editing. But
yeah,
Macs are slick for, like, I still record my podcast on it, and I still do a lot of like artsy kind of stuff on it, web design stuff. So, but as far as video editing, man, you don't have to go Mac.
That's probably a good point. Another reason I was just wanting to get is just to get more cross training on different platforms.
I think so every computer repair tech out there should have a Mac in some form or another. Whether it be a $200 one you got off Craigslist running, you know, older version of OS X, whatever. Just learn it. Let me tell you, most people's brains can fit two operating systems, so don't be afraid.
Because I've been running, Ubuntu for quite a while now on my laptop, and I was kind of messing with that. And
what do you use with that for that? Just mess around with it, or do you do?
Yeah, pretty much. Just because the way I'm set up now, I'm kind of split with my shop. I got part of it in one room and part of it in another room. So whenever I'm working with the laptops where I can, you know, don't need a whole bunch of room, then I'll just take it in there and, I'll use that just to do some research off of. A lot of times though, I'll use it if I have to pull a hard drive out. Yeah. Then I'll just throw it on that.
Nice.
You know, don't have much to worry about.
Right. Good utility machine, sounds like.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty much what it is. It's an old Beater Acer that I've had for probably 6 years. And it runs no problem. So.
Damn. I have an old Dell laptop. I think I might put Ubuntu on it.
Yeah.
Anyway. What else you want to talk about?
Alrighty. A couple of issues that I've had, I guess, here with some laptops that I had in. You know, I had been getting a rash of laptops with bad hard drives in them, or hard drives that were probably once good that they put into a bad state. You know, it's one of those things, it's kind of like when you're talking to your customer and they're kind of telling you what's going on. You know, most of the time you have a pretty good feeling of probably what the problem is. Mm-hmm. And, so, you know, that's one of the ones, anytime I get a laptop and they tell me that the system won't boot or, you know, it'll just sit there or whatever, probably like the second or third question I usually always try to ask them is, has it ever been dropped? And, you know, then they'll be like, yeah, it has been. I was like, all right. You know, because then it gives you a good starting point.
Yeah.
You know, because you can kind of assume more than likely that that's probably what the problem is.
I know. You know, but people are afraid to say if it's been dropped. Mm-hmm. Even though they're bringing it to you, it's not like you're doing a warranty repair or anything, but they will just don't want to admit it. I run into that. But it's always a good question. If you say it nicely, like you're not going to hurt them if they say yes.
Right. Yeah. Especially if it comes, you know, this is my daughter's laptop or this is my son's laptop. Then it's like, okay. Yeah, they ever dropped it? I don't know.
Right.
Come to find out, yeah, because that's three of them. That's what has happened.
I believe it. Let me just tell one thing though, before you continue. I remember one person came in, and I'm like, "Has this laptop ever been dropped?" She's like, "No. My son uses it, and he never dropped it." I go, "Really? Like, what, is he's careful with it?" She's like, "Yeah, he puts it in his backpack. And he takes it to school every day." And I just picture a little kid with a laptop in his backpack taking it to school. Come on. You don't think that thing's been thrown, tossed, stomped on, everything you could possibly think of.
So, punted across the playground.
Exactly.
Dragged down the slide.
All right, but go ahead. You were saying.
Yeah, so no, yeah, that's what a lot of them have been. It's just, you know, hard drives just crashed out on them. One of them. I powered it on, and as soon as I powered it on, I was just like screaming. I was like, wow.
Really?
I mean, it was just clashing and clanging. And I was like, well, all right, we're done with this one. But I went ahead and tried to see if I could get anything off of it, and it was totally dead. I don't know if maybe the head on the reader was, you know, had broke off, or if it was just, you know, how bad it was.
Right.
I'm going to break into it once I get some time.
Yeah, good. Go for it.
I mean, just look at it.
Yeah. It is cool to pop drives open, especially if you haven't done it before. And, you know, hard drive replacements, that's an easy fix, if you ask me. If you mm-hmm. know the drive's bad, that's like, it's a good thing. You know exactly what to do. It handles a problem. Fresh operating system. You can't go wrong.
Yeah. Well, as long as, you know,
they don't want the
data. They got the recovery disk, yeah. But they never do. And they never. The
recovery disks. You're right.
Yeah, and, you know, of course, nowadays, you know, they leave it up to the customer to burn it, and, of course, they never do, so.
Yeah, good point. That's a good point.
So that kind of leads me into where I am with, I got a Dell Vostro that I'm having issues with. They had got it won't boot up. They could never get it to go, you know, do anything, so I tried everything I could think of to rebuild the boot sectors and everything on it. Just really would never do it. So I was like, okay, well, we'll just wipe it and zero it out and, you know, go from there. And then once I did that, I won't accept any disks that I put in there to boot from. So I don't know what the drive, it'll read the DVD drive will work. It works as far as like, if I put Ubuntu in there, it'll read that. I can, you know, load that up. or any, you know, live CD based operating system. But whenever I try to go in there to put Windows 7 back on it, it's not reading it. So that's when I'm still trying to figure that one out.
It's not reading the CD or the DVD?
Yeah, it'll read, I guess, because it'll spin it up. And, you know, I tell it to boot from CD, and it'll sit there and it'll spin it up, and then it'll just kind of stop and sit there, and then it'll kick over back over to the hard drive and, you know, boot over. It's not found. So I don't know what the deal is with that. And I tried changing the settings in the BIOS and stuff like that. Still ain't working. The only disk that I could get it to load was Windows 7 KN. And I forgot even what that one was. It was, it was an overseas disk. It wasn't a foreign language disk. For some reason, I'm thinking it was European based, and it had something.
That's all right.
I think it was the one that comes without
Internet Explorer.
Internet Explorer, yeah.
You mean when you say get it to load, you mean get it to install on the hard drive?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So no US based disks would install on the hard drive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the only one I could get it to load. So, I mean, I went down to XP and it wouldn't load. And
what happened when you tried to run it, when you tried to install?
What did it do?
Yeah.
It just farted out and switched back over to hard drive and tried to boot from there. And then said no OS found. I may just pull that hard drive out and throw another one on there just to see if it will load.
And it did?
I'm going to try that next. I ordered some. So once I get them in, then I'll. You know, I don't know what else to try on because that doesn't make any sense. So,
yeah, it's kind of funky.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those live CDs you were running, the Linux CDs, they booted up fine on the CD drive?
Yeah, they'll boot up.
Yeah, but you didn't try to install them on the hard drive.
Memory. No, I had never tried to do that.
It's
I may try it just to see what happens.
Yeah, it sounds like a bad hard drive. Yeah. Sounds like it. We'll see. Good one.
Who knows? So, and another one I've had is. Oh, this is a good one. A lady, she brought in her Toshiba, and she's like, well, I can turn it on, and it'll run about 5 minutes, and it'll shut down, and it gets hot. And I was like, okay.
One of those ones with the blue tops, with the two big fans in the bottom?
No, yeah. it was a satellite, Toshiba satellite.
Yeah.
Gray top.
Okay. Yeah.
But no, it just had a single fan in it. But no, so she was... you know, just, hey, it gets hot, heat shuts down, you know, I can't get it to do anything. So finally, she brought it in, sat down, and I looked at it, and kind of was talking to her a little bit, you know, about where she uses it and how she uses it. And she goes, well, I use it in my shop a lot whenever, you know, I'm waiting for customers to come in or, you know, something like that. And I was like, okay, well, here's the gross part is that she's a beautician, so... Guess what? It was full of
hair, human hair.
It was full of hair. It was so nasty.
did you take it apart or did you just blow it out?
No, I didn't even mess with trying to blow it out because I shining my flashlight in there and hit it with a little bit of air and it didn't move. I don't know if maybe some of that hair was matted with hairspray
or
what it was. It was pretty nasty looking.
Yeah, that's pretty sick.
So,
especially if it's long hairs that spin around like the fan.
Yeah, there weren't too many wrapped around the fan. Okay. So. But they were caked on the outlet and it was pretty gross. So while I had it open, I just went ahead and redid the heat sink on it, put some new Arctic Silver on it.
Nice.
Just to help it out, which is a good thing because it looked like. They just put a dot on it,
really?
Put it together, and called it good. So,
yeah, I rarely have taken apart a laptop that had a really nice heat sink job done on it, you know, with the correct amount of thermal paste and stuff.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I think I might just make that, if I have the time, just part of a regular fix and whenever, you know, have the laptop open. I mean, it's not going to. It'll if anything, you know, it'll help. So
it'll help. That's time consuming, dude.
Not too much.
It depends if you have easy access to the processor.
Yeah. Well, right. Yeah. I mean, if you have it totally ripped open.
Yeah. Yeah. If you have it totally ripped open.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I was talking about. Yeah. If I have it ripped open, then I'm gonna, you know, definitely probably just do that. But if it's ripped open that far, it's probably a reason. So
yeah, right.
But so yeah, that's kind of, I mean, you know, like I was saying, I've had a bunch of jobs. I've had, I guess, more of on call or on site calls this year or this month as well, which has been pretty annoying as well. Because I'm kind of to the point to where I'd rather just do everything in house or in shop or whatever.
Are these guys that have you gone out to before? And they know that you do
some of them. Yeah,
okay. Yeah,
some of them have.
Because I, you know, when I made the switch over from on site to shop, I said to the guys, "I'm sorry, I don't go out anymore. You can definitely bring it in, you know, and I'll be happy to work on it." And most of them were okay with that, but there was a handful that just would not bring it in. They definitely wanted somebody else. And then I got somebody else to do it for me. But if you really want to make the transition and get into your shop and get people to come to you, just you got to pick one day and start from that day on, just telling everybody who calls, "I'm sorry, I don't do that anymore. It'd be great if you want to bring it in. I'd be happy to work on it." You know, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's just a step you have to go through. I got to that point too, and I didn't want to do any on-site jobs. Yeah. It gets to the point where you could do so much more work when things are in your shop that if you go out and do a job, you got to take the time to get out there. Then you can only work on one computer at a time while you're there, and then you got to drive all the way back. And if they have a problem, you got to drive all the way out again. It's like more efficient in a shop, but you know, that's why you got to charge more for the on-site stuff.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Are you charging more?
Yeah. Well, I charge another $10 over my in-shop pricing.
I would charge more, Max. I mean, I got to the point where I was doing, and this was cheap. I was doing $79 for insight on our in-house and $140 for on-site, and people were paying it.
Mm. Yeah.
And the guy I was sending out to do the jobs, he was only charging $100, so I would take the $40. So I would make $40 just for answering the phone and telling somebody, "Yeah, we could come out. What time do you need someone to come out?" And then I called my on-site guy, and he would go out. So it can be still profitable. Hiring somebody as like an independent contractor,
and right,
sending them out. That's what I did. I just opened the phone book. I found the closest guy to my shop. I said, "You want to do all my on-site jobs?" He said, "Yeah." And that was Mike Petro. You guys probably heard him from the early days.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. That's a good idea. I probably will up my price, just for on-site this year.
Yeah.
Coming up because, you know, having my shop now, once I get it finished, you know, it's going to be easier, you know, for them to bring it to me, kind of, you know, cause it was kind of awkward having everyone come to your front door.
Yeah.
So since this is, you know, it was a garage off to the side, you know, they'll be able to come to it. And so,
yeah, that'll be much
more,
better.
Yeah, more or less, you know, it'll be, like a retail shop basically is what it's going to be up front.
Oh, cool.
I'll have you know, items on display up there, and have the cell phones over in one side, and then have, you know, computer accessories and stuff like that, and then probably have I don't know, something up there to display some sort of media.
Is it a completely residential area that you have this in, or is it
kind of— Yeah, it's just off the side of a business district, so it's right on the edge.
Oh, that's great. Then.
So it's not too awkward.
Right, that's perfect. So you just work, and then your garage is separate from your house?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's up to the front and the side, yeah. And then our carport is what we use all to park under, and it's in back, so.
Oh, perfect, man. That's great.
So, yeah, it'll, you know, it'll be a lot better.
And what are you doing with the cell phones? You were talking about that last show. Tell us what you do with that again, and how the business is going.
It's been kind of slow still, just because I hadn't really had that much time to focus on it. That was been kind of one of the other issues. It took a while just to get it all set up and training and stuff. But
tell us again what you're doing with them.
Okay. We used to, about this time last year, there was another individual, and he had Verizon. He was like a satellite Verizon store here in town. And they, you know, that wasn't really their niche. They were a auto parts store. But they got a lot of traffic. So, you know, they just picked that up. I think they had it for a while. We had Alltel was the service that they were before, and then Verizon bought them out. And then, you know, they were running it in their store. But, you know, like I say, they were targeted towards auto parts and stuff like that. So they just didn't really have the time or the desire, you know, the interest to maintain it. So they sent it, you know, they let it go back. And I found out about it and went down and talked to him about it. He was like, yeah, you know, this is who you need to call. You know, just tell him, you know, that I referred you and that, you know, I think that, you know, you'll have a lot, you know, better interest with it than, you know, than I would have, because they were just got too busy. And his, it was a family job, and they were, the dad was retiring. So he was going to be like, you know, solo running that, running the business.
Right.
So I went down and talked to him and, you know, got set up and had to do quite a bit of training with them. And then just probably about the second week of December, I got my inventory in. And, you know, the way that they have it set up, though, you can't directly advertise it as a Verizon store, because you don't have the official affiliate. It's legit. And actually there's, I can't remember now, there's someone else that's usually in the forums and in the, chat that, does the same thing, doing it the same way that I do. And I can't remember who that is. And, but anyway, so yeah, picked up Verizon and, had a couple of clients or customers off of it so far, but, that's been pretty cool.
That's neat. So you don't market it really. You just, people who come in for computer repairs, they see your cell phones and they say, like, that's how you sell them on that, or?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you know, once again, it's going to be word of mouth. I've been telling everybody, anytime I go to their home or their business, you know, say, hey, you know, Verizon's back in town, I got it. And they're, you know, and of course everyone's, you know, glad about that, because, out here where we are, you know, it's an hour and a half to the nearest place that has a Verizon store.
And, damn.
You know, when somebody needs something, you know, they don't want to go driving.
Why don't you put ads out for the cell phone thing then?
Well, I did put it, I mixed it with my ad in the paper. You know, I said, you know, we now offering cell phone service.
Nice.
Since I can't, you know, officially say Verizon. But, I've got, whenever I get some time, I'm going to sit down and make me another advertisement for the movie theater and put it up there, get something clever. I've been trying to think of something clever, like, because here it's 3G and AT&T is not 3G. So, you know, something like, you know, got 3G, you know, we do, or, you know, go beyond the horizon, or, you know, something right. That kind of rhymes with Verizon. Kind of, you know, but, you know, they said you can use the word droid and, you know, all of that stuff. So I've been marketing it as that. You know,
nice. Yeah. Definitely.
3G, you know, we got, you know, Android operating system, smartphones, stuff like that.
Right.
I'm going to grab a drink real quick.
No problem.
So that's going to be my focus. I was wanting to hit it up for Christmas period, since, you know, generally that's a pretty hot topic, but I was just too busy to hit the marketing like I wanted to.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. You got a whole next year to do it, right?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, the people that I'm working it through, they're pretty cool about it. You know, they're really cool with it. So
cool. Vince in the chat room says, don't be annoyed by droid.
That's pretty good, man. Yeah. Yeah, it's got to be a bunch of clever lines like that. So
yeah.
So yeah, now I'm sporting my iPhone and my Droid X. So
yeah, I hear it chirping or yelling back there, your droid. So that's, I thought you were an iPhone guy. You were repairing iPhones too, weren't you? Or no?
Yeah, still do that. Yeah.
How's that going?
Still going good. I've done two this month, and I got another one just kind of waiting in the wings. The guy that is helping me do my remodel, being a carpenter, his takes some abuse. So
what about, what advice would you give people trying to get into the iPhone or the cell phone repair business?
And if you can fix a laptop, you should be able to fix a cell phone. I mean, pretty simple, you know, like again, last time we talked about, you know, looking on ifixit.com, I watched those videos. As far as for the parts and stuff, I find a lot on eBay. I found a spot that's here in Texas. So I've pretty much just been using them just because, you know, it's faster.
Sure.
Faster delivery on parts and stuff. And then I can call them. And I've ordered enough from them now that, you know, they're familiar with me and, right. and stuff like that. So
that's good.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, just pick a phone. I'm kind of anxious to bust open one of these Android-based phones just to see.
I think Steve D did. Like. Steve D was doing it live on one of the episodes, and he had it in like 40 pieces. I don't think it ever got back together. So I don't think they're as easy.
That was the first one that he had, right?
Yeah, the Motorola Droid.
So. He broke the screen on it, I think.
Yeah, yeah, but I think I think they're a little more complicated than just the iPhones are, but
they might be.
Yeah.
So yeah, that then and then had an iPod. Fixed it, and you know, that was pretty much almost the same as an iPhone. So
good.
And then I had my first Xbox fixed the other day, and it was my own. So, or actually not my own, but my son's.
What fix did you do on it?
The DVD drive on it stopped reading discs. So we busted it open. Actually, I let him bust it open. Pretty much, I just kind of watched and let him do it. And then got the part number off the DVD and ordered a new one. Got it in day before yesterday. So
works good.
Whenever I get some time, I'll throw it together and see what it is. Okay, yeah. But I've got to look back because I can't remember if they, I got it off of eBay and I can't remember if they advertised it as a new drive or not. Right. But it's obviously not new. It's been either refurbished or not fixed. One or the other.
Damn.
I got to find out.
Sucks. I know sometimes that you and news are used and new just sneaks by you on eBay. I almost got caught the other day.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely got to check that out. I'm going to be pissed if they advertise it as new and they sent me a used one.
Did you check their feedback?
Yeah. That's one of the first things I always check. I sort it by feedback.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Me too. So. Cool, man.
So we'll see what's up with that one.
All right. Anything else you want to go over before we end off?
Oh, man. That's it already.
I don't know. You tell me.
I guess that can't think of anything else. I'm going to start trying to next year focus on a lot more of trying to do some more training. I've been kind of surfing around and looking at doing some more, I guess, malware training type of stuff like that. Because I've seen two or three sites that you can do it off of, like Kaspersky. They've got a site where you can go on there. And see, what was it? I got Geeks to Go. I found virus training on there. And then, of course, there's always that Mark Rusevich, you know, video that he has up on the advanced malware cleaning and stuff like that.
Never seen that yet. I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, they've moved it. It's only on YouTube now. It's been about when I've been able to find it there. So that's kind of, you know, I'm going to try to focus on doing a little bit more training on different topics.
Yeah, you know, it might be a good idea to post in the forums, see if anybody has any idea where to get good training for that.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you could listen to every episode of Pod Nuts Daily because there's been so many guests. No, I'm just saying, there's been so many guests and they all have their own techniques that I know I learned a lot of stuff about what software to use just from the show.
Right.
You know, people are using Hitman Pro now, Combo Fix. We have some ways to make it work on, you know, like newer operating systems. It's like, I'm out of the loop, but you guys shouldn't be. So.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and I hadn't, most of my stuff has been hardware or, you know, no, operating system or new operating, system installs.
Yeah.
Had a few viruses. You know, most of them are just the basic, cookie tracking type of junk. But, see, yesterday, one of my law offices had a, security tool, fake AV. And, that's probably been one of my most recent ones, as far as, malware type of.
How did you get rid of it?
Removal. You know, basic tools, went in there and shut it down, deleted my system, restored immediately. And, got that out of there, so I didn't have to worry about that. And I was waiting for your response on that.
Very funny, very funny. Hey, I fix things fast. I don't know who said it, but if you guys want to do things the hard way, I think it was Steve D. You want to do things the hard way, be my guest. That's funny.
That'll be the infamous always remaining topic.
I'll be literally using System Restore till eternity. Even when they stop making it, I'm still going to be a fan. I'll wear Bring Vic t-shirts. Remember the days of System Restore or something cheesy like that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
But yeah, that's been it. I've got a big job coming up. It should be entertaining. It's a law office, and they've are stuck back in the early 90s still with their operating systems and computers, and they've got Windows 98 running as their server.
Oh,
so,
man, my stomach hurts just thinking about that.
Asking them. The lady's like, "Well, there's our server over there," and it's one of those like 3 foot high, 80-pound white boxes. I was like, "All right," so I kicked on the monitor and was looking at it. I was like, "This is your server?" She's like, "Yeah, that's where we save everything to." And I think it was like a 20 gig hard drive or something like that.
Oh man, what was it, like a dentist office or something?
Let's say again. Yeah, it's a business, a law office.
A law office.
Yeah, but they back up to tape, so I guess that kind of been saving them. But I was like, okay, we're not touching this until.
That's the kind of kind of computer you turn it off and it never comes back on.
Exactly. Yeah. And I was like, okay, I don't want to really do too much on this.
Right. Right.
This thing. So.
Oh, good luck with that. Yeah, what are you going to bump them up to? Windows 7?
Yeah, we're going to go Windows 7. All
they're
going to
go through shock. They're going to be in shock.
Yeah. Well, you know, I gave them three plans. I said, you know, we can go cheap, we can go medium, or we can just go all out. And so I gave them three quotes on different systems and, you know, different ways to go about it. And so he came back and said, well, we'll go with this one, number three. And I was like, yeah, alrighty then. New systems all around. We can do that. So nice. It's going to be like four new systems.
Nice.
And so now probably another thing I was wanting to mess with is I forgot what episode it was that Dora was talking about, you know, different. The untangled boxes and, mm-hmm. and I might try setting one of those up on them just as an experiment.
You know, oh, really?
Just to see how it works with them and stuff.
Yeah, that might be a good thing to try. Yeah, he was talking about it was untangle, and also I think that was the episode he was talking about setting up Linux as NASs. NAS.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been had a brain drain this month. So I'm just ready for it to be over with and move on.
Oh, sorry. I heard a noise.
Oh, yeah. I see movement. Looks like an aberration back there moving
around.
Dude,
you're freaking me out. Don't do that. Thought I heard someone coming up the stairs. I'm expecting Lalo for Podden that's a pro, so I thought it was him, but nobody came up.
What you seen?
Damn. We got to end off so I could go search my house for ghosts.
Yeah, get the ghost hunters in there. But no, that's kind of where we're, you know, where we're at, kind of where I want to go for the next year. And, you know, for everyone else, you know, just kind of think about where you want to be at for next year. You know, what direction you want to head. You know, if you want to span off in anything else other than just fixing computers and, you know, adding to your services or anything like that, you know.
It's
a good thing to look into it.
I think so too. Where can people ask you if they have questions about that?
Yeah, whatever. Just you know, go to my website. I guess on Twitter. So you can go to maximumtechnology.com. I've got my phone number there. You know, anyone can call me there or submit a question through the repair submission, which has been cool. I've been getting more off of that. Lately now.
Good.
So it's been good. Yeah, it's been pretty cool.
For the Tech Site Builder, I have a new repair submission. Submission form where it kind of tries to block spam out more. So if anybody's having a problem with that, I could come up with that new form.
Cool.
And where can people find you on Twitter?
Max, I don't know what I am. Max T Mon on Twitter. I believe that's what it is.
Okay, cool.
Or Max M Tech for the business side. I don't. Yeah, that's another thing. I'm going to start trying to use it a little bit more. Man, I listened to the podcast, but I don't remember who it was. He was talking about, how he just started getting into, using Facebook and Twitter a little bit more.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, I've had my my page set up on my Facebook. Probably that was probably like one of the second things that I did for the business, but I'm just not using it like it, you know, like it can be used effectively for.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start trying to focus a little bit more attention to that and stuff.
Yeah. And if anybody else is using Facebook and having success, they should definitely come on the show because, you know, people are just starting to use that for business, for this business now anyway, as far as like guys that have talked on the show. So I'm curious to see how effective it is for using it as for computer repair.
Yeah, yeah. You know, in the times that I've had, like I'll post something quick up there, you know, from my phone or something while I'm sitting someplace, you know, throw a link up there and just kind of give it a little short something, just put it out there. But I get a lot more traffic from my wife and on her Facebook page and with all her friends. So
yeah, that's a good idea.
So people keep forcing her to use it a little bit more.
Right. All right. So,
that's it.
If you guys want to contact Max, you know now where to contact him. I like what Max does as far as like diversifying. So if you guys are thinking about that, Max has experience in that. So definitely look him up. Max, thanks very much, man, for coming on the show. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me. And like I say, look forward to next year and getting a lot more shows in.
Oh, that'd be awesome. If anybody else wants to join in, definitely you can do it. Podnuts.com/guests. You can join us on the Nuts at Night post show, which is also a lot of fun. Max, you've been there quite a few times, right? Now?
Yeah, I have been. And that's a blast. I still hadn't caught my first D'Amico at night.
That's all right.
Isn't that what we're calling it? You're calling it?
We tried that. We only did one. Yeah. And then next week he's like, well, I don't know how to do it on my own. So we'll see how that happens, how that goes.
All you got to do is keep talking. That's all he does every you know time that I've been on there. It's kind of like it's like a last man standing.
It really
that was one that I can't I can't even remember any of the names that have been on there quite a bit whenever I'd been on there.
But we got Post Diction, Blue Lights on there, Chris Berry's on there, William from Gem State Computers.
Yeah, yeah.
I usually fall asleep early on that, but it gets crazy.
I don't know, one night we just kept making him talk and just making him talk.
Really, were you guys plotting against him?
Yeah, we would. We keep asking him, you know, we'd ask him something else. It sounded like he faded out a couple of times.
I didn't know that.
I forgot. Well, that's probably been like a month ago now. I don't even know if anyone else remembers
it.
So funny.
That is an interesting experiment. I always wanted to try, but I never had the stamina. So good for you guys.
Get you some Starbucks Frappuccinos.
Yeah.
Line them up.
5-hour energy drinks.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks again, Max. And thank you, everybody else, for watching, listening, streaming. That's going to be it for Podnuts Daily for today. Next show is Podnuts Pro at 8 o'clock, so tune into that. See you guys later. Music for Podnuts Daily has been provided by Evan King at purevolume.com/EvanKing.